Alright guys, welcome to episode 114 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah won't be here. She got called into work at the last minute. That's what happens when you work in retail. They just kind of call you in.
Called in every week.
Yeah, but I guess it's a good thing because like my girlfriend works part-time and there's weeks where she'll get scheduled like one day, but then all of a sudden 4 days that week they'll call her and go, hey, do you want to come in at, you know, four and work, unload the truck or whatever? It's like she'll take it just because she needs the money.
But that should never be a response that warrants a yes.
What?
Do you want to come in at four and unload the truck? Yes, I would love to.
Well, it's not necessarily a truck. It's just like they receive all their... She works in retail at Old Navy part-time. So it's like, you know, they just unload all the shipment and they stock everything, get it ready. It's only like a 4 to 9 shift, I believe, or something like that. But and when she needs the hours, especially if she doesn't get that many days, she'll go ahead and go in. But anyways, let's go ahead and jump into the week that was. New releases, we'll get into that. There's not much. No PS4 games. PS3 games, there's Grid 2 Reloaded. Vita gets Ollie, which apparently is supposed to be pretty good from what I hear, but not necessarily my kind of game. PlayStation Plus, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons is free, which is funny because I bought that a while ago and then I didn't actually play it until probably 2 weeks ago. I guess if I just didn't buy it and waited for it to be free, I could have had it. But that's a good one, especially if it's free. You should definitely check it out if you're a Plus member. It's essentially a game of pat your head and rub your tummy and then reverse what you're doing, because you control each character with one of the analog sticks and then you use essentially R1 and L1 to interact with things. And there's some pretty clever puzzles that they do. And it was a fun game. I think a little overhyped, but that was just me. Everyday Shooters discounted. Kick Beats discounted. Ollie Ollie's discounted. Retrograde has discount. Rock Band Blitz and Sound Shapes for all three consoles is discounted. PS1 Classic Lucifer Ring, $6. That's like the cheapest PS1 Classic I've seen, because normally they're $10, or maybe that's...
I've never heard of that game before.
Neither have I, but it's a classic, apparently. I really want to know who vets these.
Yeah, we had this conversation before about how they determine classics, because most of the classics they choose, I've never heard of. Some of them are awesome, but then they're missing, like, really key ones.
Yeah, it's... I figure... I don't know. It has to be also, like, a licensing thing, considering, you know, back in the day... You have an agreement to say, oh, we will allow you to release this on physical media, where the idea of digital media didn't actually exist yet. They have that problem with, what's that? There's some TV show that's on Netflix that came out a long time ago, but when you watch it now, all the music is entirely different, because back in the day, they didn't have, you know, the forethought to be like, oh, you have the rights to use these for any physical or to air on TV, and then any physical formats, they didn't think about digital because it was the past. So they had to change all that stuff because they couldn't redo the licenses. So it could be something like that. And there's not that many PS2 classics, I feel, on the console. Like, all the PS1 classics I got right away, like looking at my list, when they first came out, were all ones like Resident Evil, Nemesis, Twist Metal 2, Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, Final Fantasy 7, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Metal Gear Solid. Like, those all came out pretty quick. Like, 7 took a while, I suppose. That probably took the longest of a... But, yeah, once those came out, it's like I got each one of those. But I don't have any other of the classics. Anyways... let's see, DLC, Killzone Shadowfall gets some various DLC, Dust514 has a DLC, Little Planet 2 and Little Planet Karting have DLC as well. I believe the, or maybe it's not out yet, I know there's some DC Universe costume packs that are supposed to be coming out for Little Big Planet, and I saw a picture online somewhere of Sackboy dressed up like Delson from Infamous Second Son. It was a really good looking costume pack. But Let's see. Demos for... Oh, The Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13 demos out. I don't know anybody who's played it yet. And then there's discounts on Demon's Souls, Disgaea, Hour of Darkness, Everyday Shooter, God Mode, Kickbeat, Retrograde, Rock Band Blitz, Rock of Ages, Sound Shapes, and Xenoclash 2. Anyways, jumping into news. It was announced last week that HBO Go will be coming to PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, which is about time. The PS3 version will come first, and then the PS4 version will follow. Well, my headphones just went all weird on me. It was like, because I have it played back to where I can hear myself just the way I record. I have to, my headphones become my monitor, so I can, I have like a second delay when I talk, and I can hear it. But for some reason, it started only playing out like, it was fading like some weird Pink Floyd effect where it was going between the left and then the right speaker in my headphones, and it sounded really weird. Let's see here. There's no release date for either of the versions announced just yet, but people are, you know, hoping that it'll be before the season 4 premiere of Game of Thrones, which is on April 6th. So, and it makes
sense. Even if it's not, it's not like you can't watch them again, but yeah, that would be awesome.
There it goes again. It must be something with my cord, because I keep leaning on my cord. Maybe, yep, it has to be. Yeah, it is. I'm at the base of the connector, and if I turn it, bend it one way, it goes off, and then, I guess that means I have to get a new set of headphones, because I apparently ruined the cord.
That's good, though. It means you can buy yourself a present. You have an excuse.
Yeah, it's true, and I was looking at some Turtle Beach ones. I really want to find a pair that... Like, this pair is USB. It's USB, and it has the headphone jack. And I want one that doesn't need external power, like just the headphone jack. And the only reason I want that...
But if you're going to use it on your computer, doesn't it not matter?
Well, no, the reason I want that is because I want to plug it into my PS4 controller.
Right.
But I can't do that because the cord for this one, the USB, is... relatively close to the jack for the headphones. And if I plug the USB into my PS3, it's like, oh, that's great. I can do it that way, but I kind of want one that I can just plug into the remote, because it'd be nicer to do that instead of playing another, because there's only the two ports. So if I'm charging my remote and if I plug in the keyboard, it's like, okay, well, I have to take out one or the other. But I'd prefer to just be able to plug it in there. Like, I tried looking into... I have a set of headphones that I got. Did I? Yeah, these aren't it. But headphones that I bought at the airport a while back that had the, like, little control piece on the headset that lets you pause or do volume up and volume down and fast forward and rewind. But it also has a microphone on it. And I thought about just rebuying. I think it was, like, $30. At least at the airport it was. I'm sure they're cheaper. And I thought about just rebuying that set and using that on my with my controller and using it as my mic when I'm talking in a game. Because I'd prefer to have just a small little headphones. But, you know, because I do watch some TV and shows and I use the headset that way, I kind of also want to get surround sound headphones. But obviously if I get a surround sound headset, then it's more than likely going to need external power. And I could have swore there was one set that lets you plug in the headphone jack into a like if you're just using just the headphone, the speakers on it, I think you can just plug the headphone jack into the thing, but it also has, you can plug the headphone jack into the little box that has the USB power cord coming off it. But maybe I was just looking at something completely crazy.
Probably.
Yeah, could be. But, people text me in the middle of my podcast. But back to HBO Go. It'll be on PS3 first, then PS4. It'll be nice to have that on there. I'll definitely be taking the login name from my girlfriend's parents, because that's how we watch anything on HBO on my computer. We just log in with their ID on there.
But, you know... One of my friends changed my HBO Go login, and I don't know what it... Well, not mine, but I was borrowing one, stealing one. And I have no idea what it is, and I'm so pissed off.
No good. He didn't, like, tell you?
No, he did it just because he knows I am indebted to him for it.
That's funny. Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind getting, like, if I could just pay for the app and not have to have it go through, have a cable subscription, then maybe I would, like, get it, but I hate that idea that they don't let you. Like, I would pay, you know, $10 or whatever to have it and then cancel it when none of my shows were on and then get it back. But I don't want to have to sign up through my cable provider to get this thing that I won't use a whole lot.
I would love it if you could just buy HBO Go, but they'll never do that.
Nope. Stupid.
But it's like one of the only reasons to actually have a cable subscription.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, maybe that'll change in the future. But I think it's because they're tied to the fact that they don't want to pull themselves away from their partnership with cable. And going all digital, it's kind of like the idea of going all digital for video games. Like, you kind of don't want to cut out the store because then they won't sell the console. I mean, even though they sold PSP Go's, which is... I still think that argument is silly, but they probably don't want to just ruin that relationship that they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be nice when that finally does come. Let's see here. Oh, speaking of video, since we're on the same subject, I realized, so I had that free $10 that you get when you bought the PS4, and my girlfriend hadn't seen the new episode of Archer from or the season premiere. So I went to the store and I was like, oh, well, I have that free $10. So I'll just download the episode. And then I started watching it after I purchased. And then I missed this week's episode because I totally forgot on Tuesday. I was like, oh, shit, yesterday was Monday. And so I went back onto the PSN and purchased it. But we weren't watching it right away. We went to go get some food first. So I let it download. And then I was starting to wonder, huh, where do I find the media for this? So I go, and there's a segment on the essentially cross-media bar of the PS4 that says library. And I click on it, but it just has all your video game information stored in there. All the games you have installed. I was like, huh, well, it's not there. So then I went to TV and services, and that has like all your Netflix, your Hulu, your Crackle, all that stuff, your Vudu. And I was like, huh, it's not there either. And I was like, where's the media go? Well, where's it download to? And then I looked up online, and it's under the Video Unlimited service. And okay. You don't actually download anything that you purchase. You just stream it.
So, that's weird. I don't like that.
Which I guess, you know, makes sense because if you're able to buy it, then you have the internet and you can stream it. And it's not like you need a lot of bandwidth in order to stream something in HD.
So can you never watch anything offline then?
No, I think you can. Well, not on the PS4, I don't think, because you can't download it. But when I logged on my PS3, I can go into the store and download it on my PS3 if I wanted. But what I do like is that it remembered all of my video licenses that I purchased, like from 5-6 years ago when the video service first came out on PS3. I had bought a bunch of TV shows and a couple movies, but after my first Yellow Light of Death, they reactivated my license because you weren't able to re-download videos that you delete on your PS3. Like, you download them once, you have it. You can back them up. If you reformat the same drive, you can put them back on there. But if you replace the drive, the hard drive in your system, it no longer recognizes it. And so you lose the license. Essentially, you can't play those videos again because you can't re-download them. So when my system bricked entirely the second time and I got it fixed or got rid of it, it's like, okay, I just accepted the fact that I wasn't able to watch any of those videos that I purchased. I mean, it wasn't like it was a ton, you know, maybe like $100 worth of stuff, but it didn't really matter to me. It was just like things like, oh, I'll just download these just because, like, these two episodes of South Park. And this was like before Netflix was on the console. So, I was like, oh, I'll get this one and that one and this movie and that movie. But when I went on to Video Unlimited, it remembered every one of my movie licenses that I purchased. So everything I bought on my PS3 from 6 years ago, it knows that I have it.
So you got them back?
Yeah, so they're all back on the Video Unlimited service. So I'm assuming if I go to Video Unlimited on my computer or any, or like I said, aside from my PS4 or anything else, I can view all that content. And I can't do it on my PS3 because there's no, Video Unlimited isn't part of the PS3, unfortunately. But
that's kind of cool that you got them back.
Yeah, that was, I was totally surprised. Surprised. And I was like, I tested it out first. At first I was like, wait, what? And I was all thrown off. I was like, this can't be right. And I was like, tried it and booted up. And it's like, yep, it said it was trying to authenticate my license at first because I was on a new console. And then it just started playing one of my movies. And I was like, oh, shit. I mean, not that I necessarily want to go back and watch all those things that I bought, but the fact that I still have access to them and it remembers that, I was really surprised. I was like, well, thank you, Sony.
But you know, that's kind of weird, though, because they give so much like shit about not being able to recover the movies, and obviously they did have a record of it then.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have on their record on there, and they know that you bought it, because like I said, when I originally had that one format done, they gave me the courtesy reboot, essentially, of the license, so I was able to go back and re-download everything. Like, they have that ability, but they only do it once because that's what they have in their terms of service agreement for video content. They just,
right.
Why they do that, I'm sure it's because they don't want it to happen with video games initially, where you're able to download it on 5 consoles that you have your name on, and then everybody was game sharing that way. I mean, hell, I did that with my brother.
And well, they originally said you could do that.
Yeah. And then
they originally said, like, hey, you know, share games. We encourage this.
Yeah. And then they cut it down from 5 to 2 consoles. But,
because they were like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. The one thing I did like about that share feature was when Resident Evil 5 was out, when the DLC first came out for it, my roommate and I, we kind of split the cost. It's like, hey, you pay half, I pay half, and then I'll buy it. And then I just logged into his console and downloaded it. The only downside was that when I did it with my brother one time for one game, when he sold his PS3, he didn't deactivate. He didn't know what to do. He wasn't, you know, into the thing. He didn't know you have to deactivate a console. He just sold it. So I was like, okay, there goes one of my licenses.
Can't you deactivate them online?
Now you can. Back in the day, like, this is a long time ago. I don't think you could. This is like, what? 6, almost 5, maybe 6 years ago. And, but yeah. It was just like, eh, whatever. And I called him up, and I was like, hey, yeah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we can't. And then I was like, okay, fine. But then I know now you have the ability to. I think when they changed it from 5 to 2 is when they brought in that feature to go online and deactivate and see what you have activated. But, of course, after that, it was like, all right, well, you know, I'm only going to have the 2 PS3s, you know, one in my living room, one in my bedroom. And then I have the PS4 and a Vita.
You have quite the gaming household there.
Well, I don't really game on the one in my bedroom. I just have it in there for Netflix and all the TV streaming stuff. And then when I was playing FF14 on the treadmill. But that one has disc read problems with Blu-rays.
Are you going to get the new Final Fantasy X that comes out?
No.
Really?
No, I'm not going to get that. I played nothing.
Even though it's got like all the new content that wasn't in the U.S. release?
Man, I don't care about any of that. I beat it so many times. It's like, I don't need to go back. My roommate's really looking forward to it, but I'm not going to play it. I mean, I had fun. I know they said they added a couple, they changed a couple things, and then they also added in that extra stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool, but I just have no interest, and I wasn't interested in 10-2 back then, and I already know everything that happens.
I don't care about 10-2.
Yeah.
That game doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned.
Dress spheres. But, yeah, I'm not going to end up getting them. But I saw the videos of it, doing the comparisons to, you know, how everything looks. And damn it, I just turned off my PS3 and then I accidentally hit the button on it thinking it was the other controller.
You're having some troubles today, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, it's a little headphones, GarageBand crashing, stuff like that. But headphones is fine. I think it's just because I always have the cord tangled up and I kind of just toss them around and I've used a lot. I mean, I've had this headset for a while, so I guess it's about time. Let's see, movies. Yeah, I can see my entire movie list of everything I have and then all my TV shows. Of course, everything I have is in standard definition. Because I had a smaller TV when I bought them. I mean, not like they don't like look bad when I watch them now. Like, they still look fine.
Horrible mistake.
I guess, but, well, it's, you know, back then I didn't have a big enough TV. It's like, oh, I'll just get them. God, I have so many TV shows. It's kind of annoying because it's not, let's see, how do I get it in? Oh, I can do terms of service and user agreement. I can't seem to alphabetize them.
Is it by the date you bought them?
No, because I have, at the top of it, I have the second episode of Archer from this season, which I bought yesterday. And then at the very bottom is the first episode of the new season that I bought last week. Like, they're not entirely in order. They're kind of just in a hodgepodge mix of everything. I mean, I can do, let's see, I can... It has recently watched movies and TV shows. Like, I can't... I'm trying to see options. When I hit options, it just brings up open source software licenses and all this copyright and trademark notices, blah, blah, blah. There's no, like, hit triangle or circle or anything like that, but... which is fine. But, yeah, I like that it remembers everything. I thought that was really cool. Let's see. Let's go ahead and jump back into the news. I guess now that we can get off that PS4 thing. 2K and Bethesda are teaming up for a North American game bundle. Two game bundles, actually. Skyrim and Bioshock Infinite. Wait, no. Hold on. The first bundle, yeah. The first bundle they're bringing together is going to be Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim with Bioshock Infinite, and the second will be Borderlands 2 with Dishonored. The bundles will cost $30. And will be available from February 11th. DLC's not included in either of the bundles, and there's apparently no plans to release them outside of the U.S. Those are interesting bundles. Borderlands and Dishonored kind of makes sense because they're both first-person, but I think the Bioshock Infinite and Skyrim is a really weird mix.
Yeah. But I mean, the only thing they really have in common is that they were both like Game of the Year contenders.
Yeah, I suppose.
But they don't really have a whole lot to... I don't know.
And it's weird that they bundled Borderlands 2 with Dishonored, because Borderlands 2 is free for Plus members.
Well, Dishonored, I believe, was free for... Was it?
No, because I didn't...
No, it was just heavily discounted.
I didn't add it to my queue. And I think Bioshock Infinite is going to be free next month.
It is. Bioshock Infinite is the next, like... big free game coming up.
Yeah, the worst part about those is, like, when I browse my news aggregator on my phone at work, I browse, like, gaming, and it pulls everything that's been posted online from gaming news from all over the place. And when it goes, oh, next month on PS Plus, and I read, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. And then I see the source webpage is PlayStation.eu. I'm like, fuck, yeah. This is Europe's. I hate that.
Although,
shit.
You know, lately we have been getting some of the good ones.
Yeah, we have recently, but it's like a lot of stuff that they've gotten in the past, we still haven't gotten, like Red Dead Redemption. They got a long time ago, which is awesome. I was like, oh, sweet, we're getting that? And then I was like, oh, no, we're not. Never mind, that's Europe. But, I mean, if you haven't played these games, I guess those are great deals. I mean, and it's like, it's kind of funny because the way they bundled it, it's Skyrim is a really long game and Bioshock can be, you know, a medium-sized game, and then Borderlands 2 can be a really long game, and Dishonored can be the medium game. Like, it would have been nuts if they did Borderlands 2 with Skyrim, because there would have been, like, two pretty long games.
That would have made slightly more sense, though. I mean, they're at least both RPGs of a sort.
Yeah. But, yeah. I've been playing a lot of Skyrim doing the DLC.
Did you never beat it before?
Not the DLC, no. I bought
Build Your House DLC.
No, I didn't buy that. piece of junk. No, just the Dragonborn and the Dawnguard. The only problem is, like, they do that split where it's like, oh, are you going to side with the Dawnguard or are you going to side with the vampires? You know, like, pretty early on. And if you don't choose an option, it default makes you choose the Dawnguard. And I was trying to go online and figure out what the benefit was for going, like, which one. It's like, oh, well, if you like magic and stuff, go with the vampires. If you like wearing heavy armor and you want a crossbow, go with the Dawnguard. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll just go with vampires because I'm more of a magic user. I mean, I dual wield swords all the time just because magic is so weak in that game.
I went with the Dawnguard just because the crossbow is so much fun to use.
But the problem is I hate with the vampires is every time I go outside, it's like, oh, the sun makes you your skin burn. Like, you don't take damage. It's just because, like, in Oblivion, you took damage. But and this is like you don't take damage. You just have, you know, you gain more powers the weaker you get from not feeding. But then people, it says people don't like you. But when I talk to everybody, nobody says, like in Oblivion, when you're a vampire, people get mad and they know you're a vampire. Like orcs never talk to you. They always get pissed off. They're like, we're not doing it. So if you went to their shop, you couldn't do anything. But in this game, it's like no one gives a shit. But I had the save right before both things happen. And I had it on like master difficulty for a while because they added that in as one of the recent patches. And I was like, oh, when I play these, I'll just put it on master so everything's super hard. But it's not hard. It's just that thing I was complaining about where it's just they have a ridiculous amount of health and it just takes way too long to kill things.
I started the game on master difficulty and...
Oh, legendary.
I got
to, sorry,
like, one of the first bosses or something. Like, one of the first major enemies with a lot of HP at the end of a dungeon. And he killed me in, like, 3 hits. So I'm like, okay, I've got a lot of arrows. I'll just stand over here. It took me, like, half an hour of, like, shooting him with an arrow, hiding, waiting to go into stealth, shooting him with an arrow again. And I was like, this just isn't fun. I can do it, but it's not fun.
Yeah, I'm in a... Legendary was the new one they put in, because that's when they added you could prestige.
Yeah, sorry, that's the one. The highest one was.
Well, in the beginning it was Master, and then Legendary was the new one. Legendary is the one that I put it on, but yeah. It just dumb, and I dropped it back down to Master.
It's a stupid difficulty thing, because early in the game, yes, you can do it, but nobody wants to sit there for like half an hour or an hour fighting one thing.
Yeah, repeatedly. When I first started the game, it was on whatever default's on, and then I had put it up to master initially because I play all my games on hard, and then it was like the first time you fight a dragon, but you don't have any abilities, and you haven't leveled anything up, really. So it's like he breathes fire on you, and you die in half a second. I'm like, okay, maybe not. So I waited until I actually learned some of the game. Like I said, because I hardly played Oblivion. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I never did beat that game. I just bought it because it was like there was nothing out at the time. On the PS3, and I was like, okay, well, now I know what's up. So then I was like, these things are, now that I know what I'm doing, everything's too easy. So then I bumped it up to the highest difficulty, and it was fine. But
I mean, it's good for later in the game when all of a sudden you're so overpowered that you kill everything in one shot, then you can bump it up for a bit of consistency, but just the balance is way off.
Magic just doesn't scale in that game.
Like, no, they never have.
On Legendary,
well, I take that back. They did in Morrowind. It was fun to use. But Oblivion and Skyrim magic doesn't really.
Yeah, it doesn't at all. And it's like, even if you have, like, even, it's like, okay, if I want to pop potions continuously, they give me 30% damage bonus to destruction magic. It's like, I guess they did it because you can augment your gear to give you unlimited mana when you're doing certain spells. Like, when I cast destruction, it doesn't cost me anything because of the enchantments I did. So maybe they don't want it to be overpowered in that way. But the reason I did that is because it's so weak. I'm not going to waste mana trying to kill something with magic that doesn't die.
That's why you get it on PC, though, and use mods.
Mm-hmm, use mods.
Those are like the... Well, Bethesda's games in general, maybe with the exception of Dishonored... Those are always games that I just get on.
Yeah.
That I just get on PC.
But Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff on. Skyrim's probably the only game I ever thought, like, wow, that would be really fun to play on PC just because of some of the mods. But then I hear, like, oh, if you run here, look how good it is. You have to run, like, 8 mods to do this, you know, super realistic thing. But I was like, yeah, it looks really good, but I'm fine. But, yeah, I just wish the magic had scaled a little more in that game. Maybe in the next one they'll finally fix it to where. Kind of sucks thinking that the next one won't have dragons in it. Or at least it might not. But who knows, maybe they'll find a way to... maybe we'll go back in time and we'll be back when the dragons are first around or something. I don't know. Because that is one thing I like, is where I'm just kind of running around, all of a sudden a dragon comes out of nowhere. I'm like, all right, let's kill this thing. But, let's see, next piece of news here. House Marquee is apparently working on Resogun DLC as well as an unannounced PS4 game. They just said that at the moment we're working on Resogun DLC, another PS4 project. They wrote in response to a fan who asked what was next for the studio. There's no information on whether or not when the DLC will be coming out or what they're working on, but they just, that's what's happening. I'm curious what the Resogun DLC, I'm assuming it'd be more levels or more variations and bosses, perhaps. But Resogun's really fun. I'm curious to see what they do next for PS4. Maybe they'll do Dead Nation 2. But we'll see. Apparently, on some PlayStation EU forums, people are reporting a error that's corrupting save files on their console. It's error CE-348780-0. Apparently, people report and get it when they're playing certain games. They'll try to boot up a game and it gives them an error, and then they're unable to play it and they just lose their progress. Sony updated users telling them that if you're experiencing it, to close the application and install the latest system software and game patch. If the error occurs again, to initialize the PlayStation system after backup on the save data, and to submit a crash report after rebooting your console when the error occurs. I haven't experienced this, but like I said, initially it was on the EU forums relating to titles like FIFA 14, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Call of Duty, NBA 2K14, and Battlefield 4. While it's not every game on the console, those are essentially the majority of the disc-based games, all third-party. But yeah, that sucks. I mean, people having problems there. I know in a response to it that they're looking into it. Shuhei Yoshida said that apparently some people are also having problems with the share functionality, where it's not capturing the proper footage. It's capturing stuff from earlier, and they're looking into that, but they didn't know the exact conditions by which that was being caused. Why do I have two of these open? I noticed that happens whenever you... Because right when you boot up a game, it automatically starts the 15-minute process, where it instantly starts recording, not saving it, but just starts it in case you hit the share button. And I noticed that on Battlefield, where when I start up the game and I play, if I play longer than 15 minutes, and once I go past that first chunk, then the first time I hit the share button to capture something, or to save it for later to edit it, it doesn't capture the exact point I wanted. It captures something, a random 15-minute chunk from earlier within that initial chunk. And the way around it that I do is you can reset the start time of any new, like, capture by double tapping the share button, and then it resets it. So what I'll do is anytime I start a new match of Battlefield, I instantly just reset it and then do it again. I tweeted at Shuhei, and he must get this all the time because he tweeted back to me, which is ... But I tweeted I'm asking if in a future update they can add the ability to merge clips together that you capture in recording. Not like to make a montage like you would in like iMovie or some other program on your computer if you're able to capture through HDMI, But the other day I was playing and I did something really cool. I did something, so I captured it. And then a second later, I did something that was cool again. And so I captured that, but I was like, well, now they're two separate files because once you capture the first time, it resets and I can't merge them together, and I'm not going to upload two separate clips that where the first one was long and good and the second one's just like just me shooting down a helicopter, which by itself isn't necessarily that great, but in conjunction with the stuff I did moments before, it's like just kind of, it's exponentially better, like everything that just went down. But I was like, I'm not going to upload that other thing. I mean, I could do that and then download the video files off of Facebook and put them into iMovie and then clip them together that way, export and re-upload. You'll lose a little bit of compression when you do that, but I'm not going to go through that whole trouble. But, I still have the clip saved. Like, anything I've uploaded, I just save the source files. So if I want to, I can always do a montage of stuff later. But, let's see here.
I still need a PS4 so that I can actually try that share functionality. I think if I get one, though, the first thing I'll end up doing on it is, like, watching way too much Twitch.
Yeah, you can't watch, like, Twitch proper. You just
Really?
No, you can't just browse Twitch. You can just watch other PS4 users streaming on Twitch or Ustream.
Oh, they need to make it so you can actually watch Twitch proper, because I wanted to watch, like, the Awesome Games Done Quick marathon they had over winter.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll probably do it at some point. I know that's something that I think currently on the Xbox One you can watch Twitch, but you can't do Twitch broadcasting until way down the line. They're working on their update there, so I don't know if it's some kind of agreement thing that they have to work out with Twitch first. But I was on there the other day. I haven't played Killzone Online yet, so I went onto the list of people that were broadcasting. I was watching someone play Killzone while I was doing something on my computer, and they were on there chatting with people and playing the game, and that was kind of fun. And people have good connections. The quality is pretty good. But unfortunately, it's like the people that don't have a great upload speeds. Their broadcast isn't super great quality. And a lot of people have like giveaway shows where they play that one, I think it's called Game Room or something. It's basically just where you kind of stand with the remote and you can do, and you also use the move controller and you like, or Playroom or something like that. But people will do that thing and they'll broadcast it because essentially it's just, the screen is just a full screen of the footage that the camera's capturing. And they'll have giveaways for like video games and codes and stuff like that. Like people will do these contests. And I thought that was really cool that people are doing that. But let's see here. Back to the news. The ESRB has rated the Elder Scrolls Online, and they gave an M instead of the T rating that I guess Bethesda initially thought they were going to get.
That's kind of surprising. Well, is Skyrim M, or is Skyrim just T?
Skyrim is, I want to say T. I have the box over here. Let me reach for it. Skyrim's M. Blood and gore, sexual themes, intense violence, and use of alcohol. That's right.
Yeah, I was going to say, they pretty much always have alcohol, drugs, and sex in their games, so it's not terribly surprising, and violence, so it's not terribly surprising that it's an M.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, who knows? I mean, I guess they could have cut out some stuff. I mean, Elder Scrolls Online isn't... who's making... I know it's part of Bethesda, but it's not... who is it? It's like a part of them. It's not them.
ZeniMax?
But it's like ZeniMax. Like, it's not Bethesda proper.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah. So they could have obviously made some sort of changes to make it be a little more T for teen, less M rated. But who knows? Let's see. Last bit of news. Payday 2 is going to be getting some DLC. The Infamy DLC was announced. I'm trying to see where the... Gives you a chance to build up your reputation as a pro player. According to Overkill Software, Payday 2's Infamy DLC for PC will reward... Oh, is this only for PC? Yeah, it looks like it's only for PC, actually. I don't know why it was listed in the PS3 sorted list of news. Never mind, so maybe this DLC is not for the consoles. Interesting. Well, we'll skip that then, because that's not useful to us. But other than that, that's basically it for the news. There was some other things, just small stuff, like The Witcher dev saying that The Witcher 3 wouldn't be possible on current or PS3 and 360, which makes sense with what they're trying to do. Details on The Last of Us DLC. But I did see that Star Wars 1313, the trademark for it, wasn't renewed by Disney.
Yeah, we already kind of knew it was canceled, though.
Yeah, but I guess they're not interested in
just definitely anything. Sad, because that was one of the games I had a lot of high hopes for.
Yeah. I know, it looked pretty good whenever I see that the trailers for it. And I'm not like a huge Star Wars person. I was like, if it turned out really well, I would have been like, all right, well, I'll give it a shot. But, yeah, so there's that. But yeah, other than that, not a whole lot. Kind of that quiet period right after...
It's going to be, yeah, I figure it's going to be that way until like March when the second round of PS4 games comes out.
Well, February.
And other PS3 games come out.
Well, February has Thief. Thief comes out then. I'm looking forward to that. And then.
March has Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls 2, Infamous. Some people are thinking that Watch Dogs is going to come out in March. It's scheduled for Q2. But that's just some speculation, some rumors that are floating around that's going to be in March. But it's Infamous, Dark Souls 2. I believe the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition comes out in February and or the end of this month. I was looking at a list of upcoming games somewhere, and every time I try to do it elsewhere, it never gives me a... We talked about it last week, did we?
I don't think so.
I don't know, or at least maybe I tried and I couldn't get it to sort. But, let's do 3 months. Yeah, Infamous is March 21st, Dark Souls 2 is March. 10-2 comes out, the 10-2 and 10-HD. I like how it's HD remaster. Like, it's not just HD, it's the HD remaster. That comes out in March. Titanfall is also in March. I said Thief is at the end of February. Bravely Default is in February. Never mind, that's a... Does that come on anything other than 3DS? Maybe it's just 3DS.
I think it's just 3DS.
South Park, Stick of Truth, supposed to come out in March.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that,
we'll
that's a game that's forever going to be in development.
Yeah. PlanetSide 2 on PS4 supposed to come out in Q1, so that should be sometime soon. Lords of Shadow 2 comes out in February. The Far Cry Classic, which we talked about last week, that comes out in February. What else we got? Yeah, I'm trying to see every other game here. Yeah, I don't know what else. Those are kind of the big ones that come out. And then April is The Elder Scrolls Online on PC, and then I believe the month afterwards on consoles. Yeah, March 11th is Dark Souls 2.
That's the one I'm really looking forward to. I'm trying to keep myself as spoiler-free as possible.
Yeah, I haven't really paid attention to anything. I unfortunately watched that trailer the other day that showed we talked about last week, where it showed like all the boss clips or a little bit of it and whatever. I saw a rumor.
I just picked up the Dark Souls art book that came out like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
It is ridiculously cool. It's got me incredibly psyched for the game. Nice. Again.
Oh yeah, Metal Gear Ground Zeroes comes out in March on the 18th. I thought I saw a thing somewhere saying that a source was saying that a proper Demon's Souls sequel would be coming exclusively to PS4. And it was the same source that leaked some information a while back about something else that turned out to be true.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be, considering you just had, like, if you just came out with Dark Souls 2, and then you came out with if it was actually called Demon's Souls 2, It'd be kind of weird, but they didn't say exactly any more details. They were just saying that it was happening, but we'll see. Anything can happen. Oh, yeah, and then Minecraft comes out on the Vita in March, and I believe on the PS4 in March as well. Octodad is at the end of January. Deadliest Catch.
But did you just say Deadliest Catch?
That's what it's called. Octodad, is it Deadliest really? Catch. That game, I'm going to have to get it just because it seems so ridiculous. Like, the premise of it just sounds ridiculous. Anytime I see the footage of it, it looks really funny.
But, that's pretty hilarious.
But, yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's it for the news. Let's see. Let's get the secret word real quick. Let me open up the file here. What should the secret word be? Last year it was absentee. You can't do
last
that
year.
Again. Last year. Yes, last year. No, last week was absentee. I'm trying to think of what it should be this week. I know Zaya was out, but we can't use absentee again. Has to be something else, I guess. You chose
retail
last
fail.
Week. Tail fail?
Retail fail.
Oh, retail fail. Okay, so retail fail is the secret words for this.
In honor of Zaya.
And yeah, in honor of Miss Zaya. And I guess maybe next week it'll be new headphones or something. I don't know, since I'm going to have to get some. We're getting close to the giveaway ends this weekend for AC4. There's a lot of entries in that. Let me see if I can click on how many. We have a lot of giveaways going right now, too. We have Super Motherload, Runner 2 with DLC, Strength of the Sword 3, Black Flag, and Mutant Muds Deluxe currently going on. Let's see all entries, and there are currently 219 entries for the Assassin's Creed 4 giveaway, although I can't narrow down to how many people it is. I just get a number of entries, so I can't see the full list. I'd have to go through it and just count everybody. I don't want to do that. I mean, it sorts them, so it looks like I'm not going to count that. But yeah, so that'll end this weekend, and we'll have the drawing to see who wins that. But everybody must hit their cap, because the last time anybody entered was 2 days ago. I saw we had a, it was funny, we had talked last week about Free Point Saturdays, and then Tosh.
And then there was a Triple Point Saturday.
Yeah, and then Tosh put up the triple. I didn't answer it because I felt like it was cheap, because I knew exactly what the answer was.
That's the point.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want
to. If you know what it is, then you're supposed to answer it.
Yeah, but I felt like it was more cheap because it was something where I was directly involved in. Like, it was it kind of like how I don't do the secret words for the podcast. Because that would be silly.
Because we set them?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll probably answer. I figured what I was going to do is I would wait, because there was 25 slots available for the giveaway. And I was going to wait a while to let everybody get those first, because it was the first 25 people were the ones who get the bonus, kind of like our secret word. The first 10 people get extra points, and then everybody else gets the base amount. I was going to let it go for a while and then answer it later if no one fills up those spots right away. And I'll probably end up having to type in the answer.
Oh, but so sad.
I was going to, I actually typed in, because someone the other day, I was reading it, like one of the first comments, and they're like, I thought I had it, and I guess not. It was a Frogman TM. He typed it in. So I typed in what I thought he might have done, where he just went by our names, not the way our names are on the website, like their full names. Like it was, well, I'm not going to say it, but anyways, the way we're introduced is not, two of the people aren't introduced by their full website name. They're just introduced by the shortened version. So I typed it in that way, and that said it was incorrect. So I assumed the person was, that's how they were typing in it, and they weren't given the full names. But I'll probably end up getting some points for that, just since it's been a while. But yeah, anybody can do Free Point Saturdays. They just need to do it. I might do one at some point. I've always wanted to. I just couldn't think of anything, because at the time, Jay would always do these crazy elaborate things. They'd be like, what is going on? And he'd give like 27 hints, try to help you figure it out. But
sometimes they were always really funny because sometimes he would do that and it would just be ridiculously obscure and I can't believe he would expect people to get it.
Yeah.
And then other times it would take like a 5-second Google search and sometimes people still wouldn't get it. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, and some of those is like I would even try Googling and it's like I don't know. But like I said, a lot of times it was things that either a game I didn't play or a studio I didn't hear about. But same thing from back when I was a gamer, or not a gamer, when I just played games and I didn't pay attention to the industry when I was younger. But anyways, I guess that'll about do it for this week. What have you been playing recently?
Nothing yet. I'm failing pretty hardcore with actually gaming.
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Netflix, and that's about it. But the 14 for 14, that massive discount, will probably make me pick up something and play that.
I'd hope so.
Because there were a lot that are pretty awesome on that, so I'll probably buy one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I booted up 14 on my PS3 earlier before the podcast. I figured, well, I haven't played in a while, so I'm just going to download the update in case I actually log in. I want to log back in. It's just, like I said, I still got to hook up my other TV. But I know the beta for PS4 was come out in February, so I'll probably try it some more then, just because I'll be able to pop in and out of it pretty quick. And I haven't been doing a whole lot of games lately. Just been busy weekdays, so I usually don't game a whole lot. But I still want to play Killzone Online. I just haven't. And then play a little bit of Battlefield when I can, and I play some StarCraft when I can.
But, are you still playing StarCraft?
Yeah, I still like playing StarCraft and Civ 5 when I can. I wish I knew more people with Civ 5.
Have the Battlefield problems been patched? Like, how's the gameplay now?
They still do patches. I know some people still have problems. PC still has the most problems, but I haven't had any issues lately really with it. I mean, some people will say they'll have problems, but I don't. And they had a patch, like I said, a while ago, and they said after that patch it made a lot of stuff worse. I haven't noticed anything. Granted, I haven't played as much as I did initially when I got the system, but the games I had played, I didn't notice any problems really. So for me, it appears to run fine.
That's the game where I really want them to get everything sorted out so that I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know if I have faith in it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the lifespan of 3 was a long time, so I'm sure, granted, it'll kind of, you know, ruin people's opinion of the game if it takes so long to get right after launch. Dude, did you see Dead Rising 3 had a 13 gig patch the other day?
I did. I want to know what's in that patch.
Well, it was like, I saw the list. It was a ton of fixes plus some of the DLC that they're going to be releasing soon. They didn't say how much of those 13 gigs was the DLC, but I was like,
it's got to be mostly the DLC because 13 gigs of fixes could be a new game.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I forget the percentage they say of how big it was. It was like almost 50% the size of the game or something like that.
Yeah, I would love to see like the complete breakdown though of like what all of that space is going for.
Well, I wish they had like I said, the list they had though was long. Like it was longer than like a PC game patch notes. Like it was really long. And it's weird that if the majority of it was DLC, that would be strange because it was a mandatory update.
Right.
It's like it has to be mostly fixes because you wouldn't make DLC mandatory because the game, it isn't like where Final Fantasy, like let's talk about like Final Fantasy 11, like when a new expansion comes out, like let's say a Mughal Kupo de Ta or Treasures of Ottergon, it's like if the people that didn't download those updates still had to download part of the assets so they could see other characters in those character models, like the new gear and stuff like that. Even if they weren't going to those zones because they didn't download, they still have to download part of that patch, part of the expansion. But Dead Rising 3, that's not an issue there. It's not an MMO. So I don't know why they would mandatory make you download the majority of the...
Could just be because it makes it easier on them.
Who knows? But it's just such a ridiculous patch. It's biggest ever. So hopefully that doesn't become the norm. But I feel bad for all those gamers who all of a sudden you take up all that space.
I just like I that would make me need to uninstall the game just because it's so big.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, I mean, unless you had every single thing available on Xbox One, you wouldn't fill up the drive right away. But I don't even know if they don't support external storage yet, do they? They're still waiting for to patch that in.
I can't remember what Xbox One was. It was slightly different than.
Well, PS4.
I think Xbox does support external storage, but they require proprietary hard drives, and then PS4 is the opposite, and it doesn't support it. But you can use any internal.
I didn't think they supported it launch though. For some reason, I thought they said they were going to support it later. Maybe it was at launch. I'd have to look at a wiki and see what they said.
I know they're supporting it eventually.
Yeah, I know that. I just didn't think they patched that in yet.
Yeah, I don't own one, so I have no idea if it's in there yet. And I thought it was, but
they need to patch a bunch of user interface changes because a lot of people don't like certain aspects of the UI and how some things become really ridiculous to navigate through, and the system is just a lot of people who really like the 360s format just don't like a lot of things about the Xbox One, just because navigating it and finding information could be a pain, not being able to see the hard drive breakdown of what's on there, just showing you you've used X amount or you have this much left and nothing else is, they don't like that. They want to be able to manage it and see everything. But yeah, all right. Well, I guess that'll do it for this week's episode. It actually went on longer. I thought it was going to be super short, but I guess we talked so much about random things in between that weren't necessarily news, but it went on for about the standard time.
Hopefully next week I'll actually buy a game and have something to play.
Well, that's if anything comes out.
No, like I said, I've got the 14 for 14 thing, so that's right. I just have to pick up something from that I don't own yet, and there were a few that I wanted.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to have to relook at that list.
It was a pretty decent list. I can't remember what was on it now. I just remember thinking a lot of them were surprisingly fun choices.
I think there's a lot on there that was really good. It's just I had the things that were on there that I...
Yeah,
that
you probably have everything already.
Yeah, that's the problem with sales. Is like when a game comes out that I want, I just get it. But, and then later it's like, oh, here's a sale. It's like, man, the deals. I mean, that's the price you pay. But if you want something now, you got to pay for it and not wait for it. But, all right, well, I guess that'll do it for this week. Hopefully, Zaya will be here next week if she doesn't call in. We will, like I said, we will be announcing the winner this week, and I'll try to shoot it in a video form. That way everybody can see the random drawing and everything, and then I'll contact the winner and get their information and all that. So good luck to everybody who's entered. And, yeah, so thank you, Isley, for joining.
Yep.
And we will see you all next week.
Later.